In 1799, he left the militia and moved 31-year-old Mary and their two children back to the city. Maybe John thought that enough time had passed for his wife's reputation to recover. Maybe people had forgotten about Mary's schemes and cons. If that was the case, then maybe they could have a fresh start. But it wasn't to be. As soon as she got back to her old haunts, Mary conjured up her old business. It started small. She prepared love spells, sold trinkets, and told fortunes for eager customers. She also advertised herself as a professional agent for screw-down charms. Mary explained the term like this: in a world where people lurked around every corner, wishing to do harm to others, Mary had access to someone who could screw them down with a magic spell.